The Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments, are more or less intuitive. Do not kill. Do not steal. These are things that make sense to us, and also should not be too difficult for us to accomplish. One of the commandments is a little bit surprising both in its nature and in the fact that it doesn't seem as severe, and that is the Isser of Lo Tachmod, that you shouldn't desire something that is not yours. And the Torah gives a few examples of those things. But it's surprising because while the Torah can expect me not to do certain wrong actions, how can the Torah expect me not to feel something, not to desire something that isn't necessarily in my control whether or not I feel or desire something? It's natural and it's instinctive. How can the Torah have that expectation of me? The Ibn Ezra notices this, and he explains something very interesting about the psychology of desire and jealousy. He explains that normally, people will desire something that is just a little bit above what they have, a little bit out of their reach, but they would not necessarily be jealous of something that is far beyond their reach. An example of this, and this is my example, not the Ibn Ezra's, is I might be more jealous of my neighbor who makes a little bit more money than me, or has a little bit of a nicer car than me, more than I would be jealous of Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, who makes tons of money, and it's so far beyond what I could even possibly fathom ever making. Even though they make more money and have more things, I'm more likely to be jealous of someone who is just a little bit above where I am. I think this is an important point and can help us understand the answer to this question. What he's describing is that I'm only jealous of the things when I feel like they should be what I have. But if something is so far beyond what I could even imagine myself having, I wouldn't be jealous. And the point is to get to a place where we feel like what I have is exactly what I deserve, and even the person who has a little bit more than me, that's also not what I'm supposed to have. It's also out of my reach and not meant to be, just as much as the person who has significantly more than me. Just as much as the person who has millions of more dollars than me, so to the person who has a little bit more than me, he also has a different plan and a different chelek, and I have my place. And the reason why we can be expected to keep this commandment, even though it is by nature a desire, a feeling, is because if we can take the action of strengthening our emunah and strengthening our happiness with what we have, the result of that action will be directly not to desire as much and not to be as jealous of our peers. And so even though it seems like just a feeling, just something, an emotion that I have, there actually is concrete action that we can take to help ourselves not struggle with this. And that's working on our emunah, working on being happy with our chelek, with what Hashem gave us, and realizing if He didn't give it to us, then it's not meant to be. And that's why we say the bracha every morning, Shasali kol tzarchi, that Hashem gives me everything that I have. If I truly believe that Hashem gives me everything that I have, I will not be jealous of my neighbor. I will not covet what is not mine, and I will not necessarily fall under the trap of lo tachmod. And it is within our ability to fulfill that commandment in a concrete way that involves action and to have that control over our emotions and our feelings. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.